And now for our story. After what happened in that terrible struggle in Carter's office Friday, there's really little we can say. Of course, you know that Benjamin Carter was killed. Carter, a man of relentless cunning and suave self-will, a man whose one consuming desire was to run the town of Sanders. Yes, during that terrific struggle with Max Tilley in the manager's office of the old Stratford Southern Arms Hotel, Max's gun went off and Carter fell a victim. Max had gone there after learning of Carter's visit to his home, an insulting gesture in view of this man's poisoning of the spring water which almost proved fatal to Mary Southern. Max had never trusted Benjamin Carter, even at the point when it seemed that Carter was gradually swinging the feelings of some over his way. Our scene opens today at the office of Sheriff Barstow in the county jail. As Max Tilley enters, a worn, tired, beaten, dejected figure, in whose right hand dangles a revolver.
Ding busted. If I ever play solitaire with myself again, I ought to be locked up in a cell. That's the fifth time I've overlooked the right play this hand.
Hey, Andrews, I want to see the sheriff.
Max Tilley. Why don't you come over here in the light where I can see you? Hey, what's this? You got a gun?
Hey, where's Sheriff Barstow? I gotta see him.
Well, he ain't here. I'm taking his place. He's on his vacation up in Canada.
Well, guess you'll have to do then.
Yeah, I'm deputy sheriff in his absence. Sit down, Max. You don't look so good.
I don't feel so good, Andrews. I'm in a bad way.
Nothing happened to Mary.
No, Andrews.
I'm glad of that. Too bad about her getting poisoned. I ought to investigate that, you know, Max, but...
I don't need no investigating. Not now.
What do you mean, Max?
I just killed a man tonight, and the rat deserved to die.
Ain't been reading them dime detective thrillers, Max, have you? Say, I read a dandy tonight.
Now, look at you, Sheriff. You see, it's like this. He wanted to get a hold of the whole town. I seen it coming. That's why he poisoned the water.
Hey, you don't mean that, Max.
Carter's dead. Benjamin Carter was killed a half hour ago.
Carter? What? Carter dead? Look here, Max. You did that gun?
Yeah, one bullet done it.
Look here, Max. I thought you was kidding like I done. You don't really mean it, Max. Say you don't.
I wish I could. No, I don't. Carter's dead, and the rat got what he had coming.
Look here, Max. Now, this is serious.
I guess it is.
And you ain't helping me much. Now, here, give me that gun. Sit down and tell me how it happened. Maybe you didn't kill him, huh?
That was the poison in the water. He did it.
What? Carter poisoned the bottle Mary drank from?
He poisoned more than that. He drilled a hole in the pipe and done it.
What? Hey, well, why didn't you tell me this before? Ain't we got justice in this county without you taking the law in your own hands?
I don't know. I know he'd done it. He'd done more. I had to get even.
No, Max, be careful. I warn you. Everything you say will be used against you. Go on.
He heaped insult to injury. He even come over to my house tonight and talked to Mary.
Carter done that?
Yeah, he done it. I guess I kind of lost my head. I had to do something. I got my gun, and I went out, told Mary that I'd be back later.
Wait. I got to get a court stenographer to take this down. Operator.
And I kissed the twins, and they was asleep in their little bed. And then I went out.
Just a minute, Max. Operator. Operator's gone. Just when I got to have her in a hurry. Can you wait, Max?
No, I got to tell you. If you don't want to hear it, well, I'll shut up.
Now, Max, a confession don't come in the door every day in the year. Well, maybe you better go ahead and we'll get the court stenographer later.
Now, listen, Sheriff, you listen to me. I went out down the street. Where I was going, I don't know. I passed people.
Yeah.
People I guess I know.
Mm-hmm.
I found I was coming over to Carter's hotel.
Yeah.
I asked to talk to him alone.
Yeah.
We went into his private office. I said, Carter, you poisoned that water.
Did he admit it?
And he said he didn't do it first, and then he admitted it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I said, I got you now, Carter. You're going to pay for this. And I'll see that you get justice.
Yeah.
He reaches for his gun in the drawer, and I got the drop on him.
Yeah.
He says he guesses the jig's up, and then he asks me if he can pour himself a drink.
Yeah.
And that's where I made my mistake.
You don't say. He got the drop on you?
He threw the drink in my face. Blinded me.
Mm.
The next thing I know, the gin bottle hit me on the side of the head, and I went out like a light for a minute.
Yeah. Say, didn't you guys have a fight?
Carter dived for my gun, and I comes up fighting.
Yeah.
We went at it hammer and tongs all around the room.
Mm-hmm.
Him throwing everything and me ducking to get away from him.
Yeah.
Carter got the gun. I got a clamp on his arm, and he cries, "Let go. I got enough."
Yeah.
But he gets away, and he cracks me over the head with a chair. I'm so dizzy that I'm whirling around in my head like a merry-go-round or something. And a gun goes off. I guess I was punch drunk. And when I come to, why, Carter's laying there flat on his face. And I'm standing there with a smoking pistol in my hand.
Was he dead?
He was dead.
Say, Max, now you got yourself into some pretty bad trouble here. Send a man to the electric chair for things like that. Now, maybe you called it justifiable homicide, but you burn just as crisp for that kind of killing as you do for outright murder.
I guess I'm in a bad way.
Yeah.
I got no excuses to make. I don't want to make no excuses. He was a rat and he ought to die. He died.
Yeah, pretty bad, pretty bad. Never did think much of that fellow Carter anyway. Not much loss. Good riddance of bad rubbish. Say, Max, I'll have to do my duty, though. I'll have to lock you up. Got a lawyer handy?
I ain't thinking of a lawyer, Sheriff. Just lock me up.
You need a nightshirt, Max. I'll give you one of mine. Got a nice cell here with room and bath. Now, look here, we better call your wife.
No, Sheriff. Say, will you promise me something?
Well?
Will you keep this from Mary? They'd kill her if she heard it right now.
Well, I don't know, Max. I don't want to do anything to hurt Mary's chances of recovery, but I got to do my duty. Besides, this will all be in the papers by morning. Better break it to her tonight. Easy.
No, Sheriff. Call Debbie Stratford or John Fowler. Let them go over and see Mary. Tell them to tell her that I'm away on a business trip tonight.
Well, just you say, Max. Now, I got to get a court stenographer and take down your confession. Gosh, better get busy. Murder case.
Yeah, hurry up, will you, Sheriff?
Yeah.
Get that stenographer and get word to Daddy Stratford. I can't stand here all night.
That's right, for a fact. Now, I better go myself. What'll I do with you, though? Can't take a prisoner, no. Better stay here. Now, look here, Max.
Yeah?
Got to go get this stenographer to take down your confession and notify Daddy Stratford. Can I trust you here?
Yeah, Sheriff. Go on and be quick about it, will you?
No.
I'll be here when you come back.
Oh, gee, Mary, we can't hold dinner another minute. Mr. Tilly's been gone 2 hours and everything's cold as ice.
I'm sorry, Viola. I can't imagine what's keeping Max. Oh, that must be him now.
But he's got a key.
He probably forgot it. Run to the door, Viola.
Well, he don't usually
ring
the doorbell
out there.
Oh,
Max, is that you? Oh, Max.
Mary.
Oh,
Phyllis. Hello, Mary. How do you feel?
You look grand.
Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Max had to make a quick business trip to Chicago.
A trip to Chicago? Oh, but Phyllis...
I don't know what it is, Mary. Something about the spring water. Maybe he's going to see Danny. All I know is Daddy said I'd better come over and tell you.
Well, Phyllis, I don't believe that. It's ridiculous. Max would have to come home for his clothes.
Well, Mary, I came over to get some of his clothes to send him. He said you'd understand. It's something that came up in a hurry.
No, Phyllis. I know Max would come home and see me before he left, no matter how urgent it might be. Phyllis, I believe you're lying to me. What is it?
Mary, you've got to believe me. It's for your own good to believe me.
Phyllis, I know you're lying to me. Why hasn't Max come?
Mary, I can't.
Well, Phyllis, I've never seen you act this way before. Tell me, what is it?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mary. Stupid of me to cry now. Mary, Max is in a little trouble. I want you to take it quietly. And don't get excited for Max's sake.
Yes, Phyllis. Tell me. I'll take it quietly. What's happened to Max?
It's lucky, Phyllis, you didn't tell Mary just how serious is the trouble that Max Tilley is in. There seems no doubt that he'll be charged with murder in the first degree. And as the sheriff says, in that state it means the electric chair. Mary, if you only knew what terrible weeks still lie ahead of you, you'd avoid the message Phyllis may have to tell you tonight. How will Mary take this is the question in every one of our minds. And we can't help but wonder what effect it will have on her present state of recovery. And what about Max? Here he is in jail on a charge of murder. He's given himself up to the sheriff. And from his own story, there hardly seems a speck of evidence to save him from the charge of killing this man, Carter. Don't miss a single exciting episode in this, The Life of Mary Southern, brought you with the compliments and best wishes of Heinz, honey, and almond cream.